Federal Reserve Vice Chairwoman Janet Yellen is fiercely defending the Fed's decision to pump $600 billion into our economy by buying government debt. She did this even though interest rates are up since the Fed announced its plan. To our freedom fighters, my Fox News colleague, Fox Business Network's Adam Shapiro, Democratic analyst Carl Jeffers, and Reason Magazine's editor-in-chief Matt Welsh. Carl, to you first. Should the Federal Reserve be able to pump all the cash that it wants into the economy whenever it wants, no matter what the consequences?
Well, Judge, first of all, who's going to stop them? I mean, should they be able to? That's almost rhetorical. The reality is the Fed is set up precisely in order to evaluate situations in the economy, and this is historical, and then make decisions about how much money should either be injected or withdrawn. And notice that Ms. Yellen made the point that if there were inflationary trends in the economy that developed, that they could back off, they could withdraw as they are spending now for the $600 billion. They have that flexibility. Whether they should do it or not, the fact is there are just as many economists who are saying that this plan won't work as there are who are suggesting that it's a mistake. So that means that the balance of power here is in those hands of those who are making the decision.
Right.
And the decision by the Fed, the Congress
would have to rescind the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 in order to stop the Fed.
Yes.
Or the Congress would have to appoint people like Ron Paul to the Federal Reserve Board to stop this from happening. That's not going to happen. So what do we do? Just tolerate the inflation? Just let Janet yell and complain all she wants?
When you mention inflation, the kind of inflation we're talking about when you talk about the Fed and QE2 is the hyperinflation that those of us who were kids in the 70s remember inflation in the early 70s. But older people will remember the inflation that led Germany to the Nazi regime, you know, during the Weimar Republic. I mean, really out of control inflation. That kind of inflation just doesn't exist right now. Our inflation in 2010 was 1.1%. The Fed actually wants inflation. They want it to be around 2%. But this whole thrust of QE2, as it's called, it's partially designed to create inflation, but it's also partially designed to get people out of bonds. They do not want you and me and other Americans parking money to the side. They want us to put our money to use, whether it's in equities or somewhere else. So this fear of hyperinflation, it doesn't exist. So Yellen is correct.
All right. So the reason the dollar can buy 92% less than it used to buy before the Fed came into existence is because the Fed just keeps doing that. They couldn't care less about inflation, whether it's 17% or 1.2%.
Well, certainly they care if it is 17% or even if it's 8%. But the thing is, we've forgotten the 1970s here. We've forgotten about inflation. We have believed and subscribed to the great man theory of economics. If we just get the right maestro, he's going to hear the tune of the ancients and know exactly when to wave his magic wand and inflation will go away. It's silly. We're entrusting our faith in people who have consistently predicted things inaccurately about the modern economy.
And after the latest $600 billion, the money supply will be greater than it was in the pre-crisis days of 2008. So won't that produce inflation? More money chasing the same amount of goods?
Well, there's plenty of people, as you well know, that say that we already see inflation right now in commodities, which aren't measured in various inflationary measures as we speak.
Do you think, Carl, that the Tea Party Republicans will vote to raise the debt ceiling and will let President Obama borrow another $1 trillion? I realize this is unconnected to what Janet Yellen is so happy about, but where do you see that one going?
Well, I think that there are a lot of things unconnected to what Janet Yellen is talking about, because one of the things I would point out is that one of the differences from the 70s was that you questioned whether or not the Fed can actually make these decisions today. Remember, back in the 70s, it was not just the Fed. We had economic czars that were almost independently making the decisions aside from the Fed. So when the country's political will is that something has to be done, something will be done. I think the Tea Party, in the end, will wind up on economic issues being triangulated by the Republicans. By the time we get to the voting and debt
ceiling, I think you're
right.
I don't want that to happen, but I think it's going to happen as well. Hang on. Welsh, Jeffers, Shapiro, stick with us during the break. Fishing for evidence, the Department of Justice has ordered Twitter to turn over WikiLeaks postings. Our freedom fighters on that one next. A member of parliament in Iceland who used to volunteer for WikiLeaks is claiming the U.S. Justice Department has ordered Twitter to give it her private messages. We called the Justice Department, and its spokesperson, quite appropriately, declined comment. Back with my freedom fighters, Shapiro, Jefferson, Welsh. Should we worry about the Justice Department going to places like Google and Twitter, saying, I want everything that Adam Shapiro ever sent or received, no matter from whom?
I always worry when whenever the government or any agency of the government comes knocking, if they come knocking through a court of law, then I'm not as worried. As long as they're going through the proper channels and having to make a case, then I don't worry. But when they're saying you've got to do this without getting a judge saying that's right, here's the case they've made as to why you have to do it, then I think this is wrong.
Jeffers, do the liberals, do the Democrats worry about chilling free speech when the government can, on its own volition, get copies of your emails and text messages? This was not done by a search warrant through a judge. This is the Justice Department using authority given to it under the Patriot Act to go knocking on Twitter's door saying, give us everything that Carl Jeffers and Matt Welsh and Adam Shapiro have ever sent or received. Should they be able to do that?
Well, they certainly shouldn't be able to do it for Carl Jeffers, but certainly for some of our other guests, it probably merits looking into. I believe it was Mr. Shapiro who made the point, and it's a very good point, that he felt more comfortable if a judge has issued a court order. That's an excellent point for this reason. If you'll recall, and you mentioned, Judge, the Patriot Act, one of the most controversial aspects of the Patriot Act debate was that the Bush administration was saying that we could avoid, circumvent going to the courts to get the orders and then come back later. In fact, conservatives argued, who wanted to defend it, that the Bush administration should have at least said that after we take these actions, then we could still have time to go into the courts and make it legal.
You know, Carl's,
that's what we
Carl's
need to do here.
Carl's recitation of the arguments about the political ramifications and the constitutional ramifications of the Patriot Act are correct. The Bush administration did make that argument. We would seize first and go back and get a search warrant later. That, of course, turns the Fourth Amendment on its head. And these subpoenas issued to Twitter and Google, if in fact they've been issued. The Justice Department won't confirm it. They're not supposed to confirm it under the law. We don't know if the woman from Iceland is telling the truth. But if she is telling the truth, and if they were issued, were not issued by a judge, were not done pursuant to the Fourth Amendment, but were done pursuant to powers given to the government under the Patriot Act. Powers that Barack Obama argued against when he was sitting in the Senate.
It's a technological fishing expedition, which both of the last two administrations have been trying to do under the NSA and under various guises. They are trying to indiscriminately go out there and just grab our information. It is, on its face, illegal. And it's also illogical. How are you going to get any quality information that way? You're not.
Do you feel differently knowing that this was not a search warrant authorized by a judge? The Justice Department didn't go to a federal judge saying, here's where we think this woman from Iceland has committed federal crimes. Yeah. Would you give us a search warrant? The Justice Department just sent a piece of paper to her, if this happened, and said, give us what we want.
If that is how it happened, as this member of parliament is saying, then I hope she would fight it. I think that government, no matter which side is in control, will always try to abuse the power and push the limits. So somebody needs to hold them accountable. But look, if you're going to be a whistleblower, you're going to leak documents, there are consequences to that. If you break the law, the government has a right to pursue you, but they have to do it in court.
Is the government, Carl, going too far in its efforts to pursue WikiLeaks? I mean, WikiLeaks didn't do anything that Daniel Ellsberg didn't do, and the Supreme Court said that was okay.
Right, but there were consequences for Daniel Ellsberg and for Daniel Schorr as well until the Supreme Court said that it was okay, because that was years later. And those consequences are exactly what's being referred to here. In my own judgment, I want to be clear about this.
Go ahead.
The Justice Department and the federal government has a right to request specific individual information if it has been established that there has either been a potential violation of existing statute, national security laws.
I understand your argument. Unfortunately, Carl, it's at odds with the Constitution that says when the government wants something, they have to present evidence of a crime and go to a judge before they can get it. But I love you making the argument.
No, that's right.
Thanks for joining us.
They should get that if they can establish that.
Matt Welsh, thanks for joining us. Adam Shapiro, it's a pleasure.